It is Monday, and that means it's time to look ahead in regional news. WAMU's morning producer, Ayan Sheikh, is here to give us a preview of what our reporters will be watching this week. Hi, Ayan.
Hi, Esther.
So let's start with an update on the latest surge in coronavirus cases and how that's impacting life in the Washington region.
Yeah, you know, there have been so many changes that have been taking place across the region as local leaders and health officials say the Omicron variant is on track to become the dominant strain of the coronavirus. You know, in some ways, the end of 2021 kind of feels like the end of last year, right? So the increase in cases has prompted hospitals to activate their surge plans. And what that means is that they're maximizing their bed capacity and limiting non-emergency surgeries. Governor Larry Hogan was on Fox News Sunday, and he expressed his concern over the rise in hospitalizations in Maryland. And you know, hospitalization rates are also up by about 45% in Virginia.
And what about D.C.?
Hospitalizations in D.C. are not spiking at the same rate as Maryland, you know, but the city is reporting more than 50% increase over the past 2 weeks. But D.C. has recorded the highest number of positive cases in a single day last Thursday and then broke that record the next day. So one of the things that we will be keeping a close eye on is whether Mayor Muriel Bowser will bring back the indoor mask mandate. She has a press conference scheduled later today, so we will make sure to keep our readers and listeners up to date.
Just like in 2020, the coronavirus is sparing no one and no thing. Mm. It's even affecting professional sports again. The Washington football team's game against the Philadelphia Eagles was moved from Sunday to Tuesday due to the high number of players on the Washington football team who have been sidelined because of COVID protocols. What's the latest here?
On Saturday, the team announced that four key players, two starters and two reserves, including defensive end Montez Sweat and defensive tackle Jonathan Allen, are out of COVID protocol and eligible to play on Tuesday in this important game against the Philadelphia Eagles. And as important is that the team didn't announce any additional players out due to COVID.
Well, that's good to know. And as we know, defense wins football games. So hopefully the Washington football team can pull off a win against a conference rival tomorrow. The National Hockey League is also making changes to its schedule due to the surge in coronavirus cases. What will we be watching from professional hockey?
So as many hockey fans out there know, teams often travel between the U.S. and Canada for games. So on Sunday, the NHL, together with the NHL Players Association, announced that they are halting all cross-border games until after Christmas. The league released a statement on Twitter saying the move is due to the fluid nature of travel restrictions. So at this point, about 40 games have been suspended. The NHL stopped short of suspending the season completely, which is good news, right? However, Capital fans can still see their team play this week. The Caps are scheduled to be in Philadelphia tomorrow and then New York to play the Islanders on Thursday. They are also playing without a few key players, including forward TJ Oshie, who is currently on the COVID list.
Finally, it is the final week before the Christmas holiday, and that means it's go time for last-minute shoppers and gift givers, myself included. There's some extra special happenings in Ward 7 and 8, though, Ayan. They're going the extra mile to make sure no child goes without this season, right?
Yeah. So over the weekend and into this week, actually, residents in Ward 7 and 8 are really going all out to make sure that everyone has the chance to have a joyous and bountiful holiday season, and they deserve it.
So this goes beyond the toy drives and such that we are used to seeing this time of year.
Well, they do have toy drives, but they're also holding several free events that offer everything from meals to gingerbread house decorating to an appearance by Spider-Man. I think there's a new movie that came out or is coming out. I don't remember. But one event is described as a winter wonderland with hours of activities planned out. This past Saturday, an event even had a live go-go music performance. I wish I was there. This was really indicative of just how residents of Ward 7 and 8 are taking care of one another in this holiday season.
All right. That is this week's look ahead from our resident go-go music lover and morning producer, Ayan Sheikh. Ayan, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Esther.